Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. One of our favorite guests, because he tells it like it is, and I like that. And, you know, he played during a tough era. He played against some of the all-time greats. And he was a pretty good player. And he doesn't hold his tongue, Rob, and I think you'll agree. Our man, Olden Polonese.
Oh, no doubt about it.
15-year NBA veteran, also Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour, so you definitely want to keep it locked for him. We'll ask him what in the world Barkley and Greg Anthony are thinking.
And maybe they'll be right, and they'll prove to us that we don't know anything about basketball, and they do because they played.
Well.
No?
If they're right, they're right. I wouldn't add all that other stuff on.
All right, I'm just saying.
But hey, they will deserve major props if they're right on this. We got Shop Talk coming up after that. A fun one, I think, because I'm really interested in this Shop Talk.
You're all caught up in this.
I am. You got to watch it during the break. Trust, watch it during the break, and it'll be interesting. I'd love to hear what you think about it. But we're going to start right there in the NBA. And a major streak, a historic streak, ended last night, Rob. The San Antonio Spurs, who actually looked pretty good in the bubble. Entering the bubble, I gave them no chance, especially without LaMarcus Aldridge, who was injured. But they played well in the bubble. They got within range, and they fell short. They, along with Phoenix, fell short as Memphis and Portland will battle in the play-in games this weekend, But what this does is it ends the San Antonio Spurs' 22-year playoff run. That's an NBA record. The most years consecutively making the playoffs. And, Rob, in that 22 years, They had 20 seasons of 50 straight wins. Now I gotta qualify that. There's one season in there where they didn't win 50 because it was, remember, the 50 game season.
Right, that was where they won a championship.
Right, they won a championship.
They beat the Knicks.
And they went 37-13. So, you know, that's a 50, well beyond a 50 win pace.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I threw that in there. And of course they won 5 championships. But Rob, you said something, and I'm going to give you, your chance to flesh it out. You said something in our pre-show meeting that I'm astounded at. I knew you didn't consider them a dynasty, and we can get into that. But you said something else that just floored me, and I couldn't disagree more. But go ahead, make your statement, and back it up.
Yeah. Before we get there, because I don't want people to think that I think that he's a bum and he can't coach or anything like that.
Okay.
But sometimes I think in coaching, you got to take a look at where you are, the circumstance and situation you're in, the players you have, and is it you or is it them, or how much of it is you? And you know, for me, Pop and them never being able, Chris, to win back-to-back or string together a couple of championships or 3 in a row or something to put them there. That always bothered me considering the talent and like all the success that they've had. But when I always look at two coaches, and this is just me. Pat Riley earned my respect not for what he did with the Lakers, but when he took over the Knicks and they didn't win a championship, Chris, in New York.
But he transferred over that. You can't gloss over that.
No, they didn't win a championship. But I remember what he did, how he altered his style of coaching from what he was used to rolling the balls out with the Lakers to all of a sudden changing into a gritty, like Detroit Pistons kind of physical, Oakley, Anthony Mason kind of guy. This is all just, it's not based on just winning championships. Anybody, I'm not going to sit here and say he's not going to make the Hall of Fame or I don't think he's a good coach. I'm just talking about the way I view it.
Are you saying you don't consider him an all-time great, Greg Popovich?
No, I don't. And not because I think he can't coach.
Right.
I think he was in a great situation and circumstance. And I think that had a lot to do with it when you have an anchor like Tim Duncan for that many years and, and the perfect situation. And he had, obviously, David Robinson before that. But anyway, the other guy is Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants, but Bill Parcells then went on. He coached at Dallas. But I thought his best coaching job was with the New York Jets. Again, they got to the AFC Championship game. If I remember correctly, the Jets were 1-15 or 2-14 when Bill Parcells took over from Rich Kotite, turned the team around somehow, Chris, and 2 years later, they were in the AFC Championship game at Denver leading at the half. They wind up losing. Vinny Testaverde got hurt the next year and everything fell apart, but they were on their way. And I don't know. When it comes to Pop, I think he's mostly a victim of circumstance and
benefactor. Right.
Exactly. Right. And that's worked for him. I don't want people to sit here and say, I think he can't coach or he's bad or he's not a Hall of Famer. When you win 5 out of 6 championships and all the other stuff you talk about, but for me, there's something missing. And I'm just saying, maybe it's because it's only been at one place, Chris, and other great coaches have gone elsewhere. You know what I mean? And proving that it's not, it wasn't just in that circumstance. And then you could see people, you know what I mean? Like Bill Parcells took the Patriots, Chris, to the Super Bowl. They lost. Bill Parcells turned the Cowboys around. They didn't win anything. Bill Parcells turned the Jets around. They didn't win anything. You know what I mean? But I could look at him and say everywhere he went. I always look at Larry Brown that way. Larry Brown won the championship with the Pistons. I think he's the best basketball coach I've ever seen. And the only place he really failed at was the Knicks. That thing just didn't work out. But, Chris, if you look at what he was able to do everywhere he went, I would take Larry Brown over Pop any day. I just would.
Yeah, I completely disagree. I think Greg Popovich is not only an all-time great coach, but he's arguably the greatest basketball coach in NBA history. I think it's clearly between him and Phil Jackson. And here's why I say, and I don't know how deep your all-time great list goes, but my thing is, I don't think there's any way possible you can leave Pop off the all-time great list, because in basketball, who would that leave you? If the criteria Duncan.
Yeah, let me just say this.
Okay, go ahead.
So that you understand what I'm saying. I get all that, the accolades.
Okay, I know you're saying he's not a good coach.
I just don't want, I don't want people to say that he's not right.
You're saying he's a good coach, probably a really good coach, but you are saying he's not an all-time great in your book.
I'm telling you, if I had a choice of Larry Brown and Greg Popovich, I would take Larry Brown. Give Larry Brown the talent that he had. They win multiple championships. They probably would have won more than 5 in 25 years. I really believe that. And I know he was an assistant under Larry Brown, Chris, in San Antonio, right? Wasn't he?
Well,
wasn't
you know Larry, and Larry couldn't have stayed anywhere that long.
No, I get it.
as soon as Larry signed the contract, he's looking for the next job.
No, he's a drama queen, but that's the one guy I think.
Look, Larry's a good coach. There's no way I put him ahead of Pop, because Larry, I mean, and that what he did with the Sixers was great, you know, with Allen Iverson as far as getting them to the finals. Obviously, they didn't win it. And what he did with Detroit was great when he won it. He's the only coach to have won it in college and the NBA. I believe that's the fact, right?
That is true. Yeah. The only one, which is mind-boggling.
But he's one of the – I mean, Popovich never coached in Division
I. I'm talking about guys who have – it's just weird that nobody else was able to do it.
Has done it. But Larry had some massive failures. I mean, like you said, New York, it looked like he didn't know how to coach in New York. I mean,
it was dysfunctional. It was terrible.
He was starting dudes based on they were from the town they were playing in. You know, if they played the Pistons, so-and-so's from Michigan, we'll start him. I mean, it was a mess. And then what he did with the Olympic team in 2004 when he wouldn't play LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and they had Duncan and all the – I mean, and they're losing to Puerto Rico. It was terrible. And then he was fired in San Antonio. It went south in Indiana. They bring in Larry Bird and they get to the finals right away. Like, so Larry had – as great as he was, and he's a legit Hall of Famer, but he had some serious missteps. And then if you want to say, well, Pop had Duncan, Duncan was the hub. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But I would say, okay, well, Phil Jackson always had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen or Shaq and Kobe or Kobe.
Some people dismiss Phil.
It's like, impossible to dismiss him, though. He's got 11 championships.
No, I'm just talking about
And the thing is, Rob, those guys never won it without Phil. That's maybe I don't think it saves Phil, because I think he's legitimately great in his own right. But for those that would want to, you know, belittle what his success, I think they'd have to answer, okay, well, then why didn't Michael Jordan ever win a championship with anybody else? Or Shaq, who he won it with Riley and Dwayne Wade. But Kobe, Shaq and Kobe together never won it without anybody. And Kobe never won it without Phil. So that's Phil's thing. But, Rob, there's not been a coach. Like, if the criteria is you had to win it without these superstars or, you know, a guy that was an all-time great, then who would be an all-time great coach? Larry Brown, okay, you want to say he took a Detroit team?
No,
like,
that's
– Pat Riley never won it without Magic and Kareem. And when you're right, he went to New York, made him a good team. He did have Patrick Ewing to build around, and they never won it.
But he also changed his coaching style, which is what I was impressed by.
But Pop does that every year. That's the great thing about Pop is he would adjust to his talent. So when they had Robinson and Duncan, it was Twin Towers, play inside out. Then when Robinson goes, we're built around Duncan. Then Duncan gets older. Okay, Tony Parker's the focal point, and we're actually going to be more offensive-minded than defensive-minded. Then he's never been a big three-point coach, but you know what? 2014, that's the game. That's what our team is built around. We're going to shoot the three, and they run Miami off the floor.
He also, when they lost the championship.
Now they go mid-range with LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. So Pop can coach many different brands of basketball.
And the other one that I think always bothered me was when they lost to LeBron in Miami and he had Tim Duncan out of the game and they couldn't get the rebound on the missed free throw by Kawhi. I couldn't believe that Tim Duncan wasn't in the game.
I'm just saying that was one of those.
That was a first guess. I looked and was like, "Where's Tim Duncan?" Like before the play.
That's fair. I mean, but obviously we don't know if they would have got the rebound anyway. But I mean, this dude to me, his record is virtually impeccable. Like he's a legit all-time great coach, and you know he had to remember when you say he never won two in a row, he had to keep going against Shaq and Kobe too. They had to beat them almost every time they went to the finals. And so it was tough out there in the West. Pat Riley, when he went to Miami, they got beat, I believe, three times in the playoffs. In the first round, well, I don't know if all three were in the first round. At least two were in the first round, I believe.
Well, the one to the Knicks, that was the first round.
Yeah, lower seeds.
That was the 8-1, right?
Charlotte beat him with Paul Silas as the coach as a lower seed. And then Van Gundy did it again, I believe, with the Knicks as a lower
seed.
So, yeah. New York, we know they beat Miami a lot in the playoffs, but most of those years, they were lower seeds than Miami, or several of them. So, you know, Pat, I could argue that about Pat Riley. He never won it without, you know, Magic and Kareem or Shaq and Wade. And of course, he came in at the end of the season with Shaq and Wade. So he didn't have to coach him for 82 games.
And I think when you look at Larry Brown's championship with the Pistons, with no stars, and not only that, Chris, they went back the next year. So it wasn't just a fluke year and they got lucky and they went to the finals once and you never heard from them again. They went back and they lost in seven games to San Antonio, you know, in San Antonio in game seven. I give Larry Brown a lot of credit. And that's when I realized what a great coach and what he was able to turn around. So that's just my take. If it was up to me, I'd take Larry Brown over Greg Popovich.
All right. I would not. But let's see what you guys think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Greg Popovich an all-time great NBA coach? Or does he still have a little more work to do? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast. And you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning either. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't smell bad. All right, Rob, let's get to these calls. 877-99 on Fox. Is Greg Popovich an all-time great? Let's see what you think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a loaded question. I don't think anybody's going to say that. I'm not sure.
You don't think
people,
he's an all-time great, though, right?
I just think that I would take Larry Brown over him, and Larry Brown hasn't done nearly the winning. I just
and
wonder.
He did a lot more losing.
Yeah, he did. But I think Larry Brown's a better coach than Pop. Jason in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, I listen to you guys all the time, and I have heard some crazy takes, but none as nuts as this. You may want to P-test him, Chris, because this is crazy. So just real quick, Greg Popovich, okay, so Tim Duncan would have been good wherever he went. Tony Parker probably would have been good wherever he went. But some players we would have never heard of, had it not been for Greg Popovich, Manu Ginobili, Patty Mills, Thiago Splitter.
No, Manu Ginobili's an all-time great. No, no.
Well, Manu, but would he have been what he was if it weren't for Greg Popovich?
Yeah, he would have been. He was
Manu
a tough, good little player.
Manu is not as great of a player as Popovich is a coach, though.
And look at all these players that Popovich has turned into that are good players, are still in the NBA
today.
If
you didn't have Tim Duncan, you wouldn't have won those championships, even with those players you're talking about.
Just
we
like
don't
Chris
know
said,
that.
Phil Jackson had Michael Jordan had, right. had. I mean, he had unbelievable teams. And Larry Brown that's just crazy. I mean, that's nuts.
Like Popovich, when he's facing Shaq and Kobe every year, he's undermanned every single year. Every single year. Even with Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili, you still would give the advantage to Shaq and Kobe. And he beat them.
John in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, first time, long time. I'm shocked at that
thank
North
you.
Carolina guy. I'm shocked at him turning his back on a fellow Tar Heel.
Right, Larry Brown. You know it.
You know, hey, guys, Popovich is good. He couldn't hold Larry's jock strap. Let's go back to 1980 when Larry took UCLA to the finals against Louisville. They didn't have anybody.
Hot Rod Foster was a monster.
Let
oh, Come on.
You remember that? He was good in college.
Yeah, but John, you know what I'm talking about when we talk about Larry Brown as a coach.
Come on. Larry was a roller coaster. Go ahead, John. Answer this. Larry Brown was a roller coaster. Sometimes his teams were up. Many times they were down, too. Come on. You got to admit that.
No, he never put a school on probation. You know, listen, thank you for the platform, and we love you in Seattle. But listen, Larry Brown, he took everywhere he went, he won. And you referenced that Olympic team. One of his top assistants was Popovich on that team. You ask Popovich who he's learned more from, and he'll tell you point blank, Larry Brown. No doubt about it. They're both very, very good coaches. But Larry Brown is the godfather of U.S. basketball, an undersized player.
No
think
way.
Undersized like Phil Jackson. Those are the best coaches, these guys who need to learn technique. And thank you for your time. And
Thanks for calling. We love Seattle, too.
I'm not taking anything away from Larry Brown.
You're not ripping Larry. This is not a rip Larry Brown.
Yeah, right. I know. But I wouldn't put him over. He's had too many failures in my book. But he's all time great.
Daryl in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to say that I love what you guys are doing and love listening to the show.
Thank you, Chris.
I got to disagree with you tonight.
Wow.
Larry Brown is a better coach. The key word that Rob mentioned is that he's the only coach to have won it in college and to have won it in the NBA. He's the only coach.
But Daryl,
so he's a way better coach than Pop.
Daryl, how many of the great pro coaches even coached in college? I mean, Greg Popovich, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, they never even coached in college.
I understand that,
Doc
Chris,
Rivers,
but to
I can
do it
going.
At the highest level on both stages is great, and it's better than what Pop did.
What about all Larry's failures? How about that?
He does. All coaches have failures.
No. Popovich doesn't have those types of failures. Phil Jackson doesn't have those types of failures.
One time by Durant and them in the playoffs.
Getting swept is different than getting fired.
Daryl, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. We get it. Larry has had his bumps, and he's a drama king.
A good of him.
He is, but he's the best coach I've ever seen. I'm just telling you. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Andre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Larry Brown, love what he did with the Sixers in 2001, basketball life for going back to the 70s. Greg Popovich is on the Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches. Okay, it's Red, it's Phil, it's Riley, and it's Popovich. And that really, Rob, I see what you're doing. I agree with that. You know, being contrarian, but Popovich, he's perfect.
No, Andre.
I agree with your Mount Rushmore.
Andre, I want you. It's not about being contrary. This is what I believe. Chris knows I don't come in and come up with.
We don't make up takes.
I mean, when I told them what I was talking about, this was prior. This wasn't like the topic we were talking about was something totally different until I gave them my point of view. Am I right?
Right.
This is not contrived. I don't want you to think that I just decided I was going to pick Larry Brown out of a hat.
To make a good argument.
Right. And a couple of people who are listening, they agree with me. So it ain't like I'm out on an island by myself.
Now, I do think they got texts from you minutes ago. But Nah, look, Larry is great. And I think more people would say Pop, Rob, but there's going to be a lot of people that say Larry.
There'll be a lot of people in the Larry Brown camp. He's got people who think he's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, well, he is a heck of a coach. He's a great coach. I just wouldn't put him ahead of Pop, but some people would. All right, we'll get deeper into this with former NBA veteran Olden Polynice. He joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's a 15-year NBA veteran, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, friend of the show, Mr. Olden Polonese. Olden, what's up,
Olden,
brother?
What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing, man?
We are great. It's been a long time.
I know, hanging in there.
It's good to
it's
have you on, bro.
Time.
Right, I was about to go into the whole verse, but I'll stop that. All right, let's get right to it because we're short on time. Rob and I were just discussing, better coach Larry Brown or Greg Popovich?
Greg Popovich. Even though they both played mind games, Pop did it a lot better than Larry did. I mean, really good coaches, but I give the edge to Pop.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'm a Larry Brown guy. I think he's the best coach I ever saw. Olden, he didn't win everywhere, but he made teams better. I saw him with my own eyes transform Chauncey Billups from a guy who, you know, was a top pick, who bounced around the league, yeah, you know, to be the NBA. And you know, Larry was a point guard as well. And I saw the work that he did there, and I was really impressed because that pissed his team.
So you think that was Larry Brown's doing? Or was Chauncey Billups getting his butt in the gym and working out?
No, I think it was. I mean, with that team with no stars to get to the NBA Finals twice in a row. and win it once. That's
it's
all.
It's not about having stars. It's about having the right pieces and them, you know, doing what they're supposed to do at the right time. At the end of the day, man, winning an NBA championship comes down to luck and clicking at the right time. That's it.
Well, Owen, you bring up, you didn't say this outright, but you kind of bring up an interesting point. I'd like you to expound on it. The way you kind of said that, was it Larry Brown or was it Chauncey Billups? Is coaching in the NBA overrated?
Of course it is.
Okay, because expound.
You got to remember, most of these guys, they're already good. You know, just like we have the terminology play development. No one really develops a player. Either you have talent or you don't. Either you stay injury free or you don't. Those are the factors. It has nothing to do with a coach because most head coaches aren't even hands-on with a player's workouts. Guys get their training during the off season, and, you know, every now and then you're going to have a guy working you out, the player development guy, but he's not the head coach.
It's assistants,
half the time, these guys don't even know basketball. They just got a job because I know somebody that knows somebody.
So tell me, I want you to name me two or three guys who didn't know basketball or were head coaches.
I didn't say head coach.
What you just said. I want to hear you
I
name me.
I did not say the head coach. I said most of these player development guys, they're okay. the ones that
I thought you said
they
head
just
coaches.
Make working on your shot. You got shooting coaches, all that.
Exactly.
All that
and
how about strategy and having the right players in at the right time? Like when Pop left out Tim Duncan for that missed free throw by Kawhi and they lost the championship that year. What about that? Though that doesn't matter, having a coach putting the right people in?
What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with it. A lucky box. Hey, man, anybody could have boxed out Chris Bosh. Okay, somebody that – again, a coach can put any play they want out there. It doesn't matter. If the player doesn't do what he's supposed to do, it's on the player, not on the coach. Because somebody should have put a body on Chris Bosh. You box him out. That ball doesn't get to Ray Allen. It had nothing to do with Pop. He could have put Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan could have been in the game. If Tim Duncan doesn't box out, they still get the same shot.
Olden, you mentioned a guy might get hurt or a guy's got to stay healthy. Let's talk about Zion. Does he need to lose weight or what's the deal with him? Are you concerned about his inability to stay on the floor at 20 years old?
Hey, man, I don't know if it was on your show or somebody else's show on the network. I said this dude is two hamburgers away, okay, from being John Williams or somebody like that.
Oliver Miller. I've heard Miller, somebody else has said that to me.
Two hamburgers away. It's like, this is ridiculous, and I've been saying this. And the problem he's going to always have because of this weight is the fact that he's a high leaper. His knees are going to go, you know. Sean Kemp was not Sean Kemp once he lost his jumping ability. And so to me, you know, your strength right now is your leaping ability. And if you're not taking care of your body, I'm like, dude, you're 20 years old, man. Come on. It's not that hard to just get in shape unless you have a propensity for weight gain. And then that you're really going to have to pay attention to it.
I remember Peter Vesey used to come up with great nicknames for players in the league. And John Hot Rod Williams, right? When he put on the weight, and then Peter Vesey started calling him in the paper, the New York Post, John Hot Plate Williams. That was his nickname.
He was a good player, too.
He was?
Not Hot Rod. Right. The other one that was,
yeah,
he
John
was
Williams,
really promising.
I mean,
this
kid was, he was like the next Magic Johnson.
Right.
He looked like the guy that ate Magic Johnson.
All right. In the East, I went into the bubble. This is not an overreaction to the bubble. It's somewhat based on what I've seen, but it's even more than that. It's how they ended the season. It's me looking at their roster. It's knowing Giannis, as great as he is, if you pack in the paint at the end of the game and keep him from the rim, then you got to make somebody else beat you. I'm starting to question Milwaukee in the East, and I'm leaning. I haven't made my official pick yet, but I'm leaning toward Toronto. Am I crazy? And where are you at in the East?
You're not crazy. You know, but, you know, you might need a little bit of medication. I'm just messing with you. I'm in that same boat with you. They're going to look at us as crazy, but I do like Toronto because, you know, outside of losing Kawhi, they are the defending champion as an organization. And they have pretty much everybody back, you know, except for Kawhi and Danny Green. But I like what they've been doing, you know. State, a number two seed. And I'm telling you right now, with no home court advantage, that's the only thing that I'm worrying about. There is no home court advantage. So that's why I would say Milwaukee has a shot, you know, because Toronto's not going to have their home fans.
Okay.
And so to me, that's going to be the deciding factor. Last year, they did kind of give us the blueprint on how to stop Giannis.
Right.
And I don't know if they're still going to be able to do that because Giannis did improve. So it's going to be interesting. You know, I'm looking forward to this because I really do like Toronto. And that's really the only team that I can see standing in Milwaukee's way.
We got like 30 seconds. Are you in on the Clippers or not out west?
I am. You know, now that Montrezl Harrell's back, I think he's going to be the key factor for them because he gives a different dynamic that other teams don't have. You know, that beast that doesn't mind. Yeah, they have Patrick Beverly, but they have it at that at a 6'8" package. And I think that's going to be the key for them. So it's going to be interesting to see. But I do like the Clippers coming out the West. And if it's not them, it's going to be the Lakers. So it's going to be one of the L.A. teams.
That's our man, Olden Polynes. Look, we got to get you on more frequently. Rob G, I don't know what Rob G been doing. But we got to get you on more frequently,
man. Why are you dropping
dime on
Rob
G? I'm just saying, like, why isn't Olden on more often? Like, Olden is great.
Olden,
good job, brother.
Thank you, guys. Great weekend.
I always saw Olden up playing chess in Ladera Heights at the Starbucks. That's what my man would do. I don't know if he was winning or losing. I think he was losing. But we will be back with Shop Talk. Next, keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple. And because we were all robbed of March Madness this year, Fox Sports Radio has created our first ever NBA Playoffs Bracket Challenge. That's right. It's bracket time for the NBA Playoffs. Beginning tonight at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, after the seedings are set. Go to foxsportsradio.com at any point over the weekend to fill out your NBA playoffs bracket. You'll compete against us and other Fox Sports Radio hosts and against fellow listeners as well. And the winning bracket gets a free Westinghouse 50-inch Roku TV. I want that TV. So check out foxsportsradio.com. to fill out your bracket this weekend, foxsportsradio.com. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Now, we normally do this on Wednesdays, but we got a little tied up with a lot of big stories on Wednesday, so we moved over to today. And today's topic comes to us courtesy of our man, Will Smith. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but he and a super fan are collaborating on a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air dramatic reboot. So it'll not be a comedic sitcom like the original. It'll be a dramatic interpretation. So here's the easy question, guys. Are you buying or selling a dramatic version of The Fresh Prince? Chris, how are you?
I watched the trailer, and I loved it. I thought the trailer was tremendous. I didn't really want to see something silly. As much as a fan of that sitcom, Fresh Prince, as I was, I didn't really want to see a redo of that because nobody's going to do it better than Will Smith did. But making it serious, and there'll be funny parts, of course, and joy and laughter and all that, but making it serious too, like showing his life in Philly and getting into trouble with gangs and this and that. Like, I thought it looked really good. I think it should be a movie. I don't know how great of a series it's going to be, but I think it looks really good as a movie.
Chris, for once, I'm going to agree with you. Instead of...
Wow.
Well, because you know what happens often is people try to recapture magic. That was one of those magical sitcoms. There were a lot of funny parts in there.
Yep.
But there were a lot of, you know, human drama. You remember that thing when he's waiting on his dad to come
that
get him?
That was, yeah. Ben Vereen.
That might be one of the all-time great scenes in a TV show. There are a few of them.
I agree.
That's one of those. And a lot of kids in that same situation probably felt the same way. It spoke volumes to people, you know, who had the dads who always promised to come, Chris, and never showed up.
Yeah.
So I, you know what? I like the idea. Take something that people know the name of, is familiar with, and then give it a twist. I like it.
You like it as a movie better or a drama, or does it matter to you?
I don't know if that could be a movie. That, you know what I mean? Like
you think it needs to be longer, keep going and all that.
I just think it's more stories about his life and stuff. Rob G, where are you?
I have zero interest in watching it. And the reason being is because when you have something that's that classic and that timeless, you can only mess it up. I think that it feels
you
like
could
a
could if you tried to do another sitcom. Right. I agree with
it,
you.
It just, to me, there's certain things that are so perfect and they're just good the way they are that it feels like a money grab. And I have no interest in watching it. Yes.
I think there's so many stories because they made it so humorous, the sitcom, they didn't deal with a lot of the, like Rob said, like a kid moving from the hood in Philadelphia to Bel Air. It's not gonna be all kicks and giggles. You know, it's going to be some serious things there, and I think they can get into those in this. I really like it. Alex, you at?
Quickly, this is just another representation of why Hollywood is scared money. They go back and grab things that were great and then make it ungreat, so I am not looking forward to this, nor should you guys. You should look for something new and better and support the individual artists and not the old stuff.
Y'all just haters.
Graybeard Radio.
No, but he's right. The one thing about Hollywood is that
tell him, Rob. Tell him.
They always go back to the well.
They're scared money, Rob.
That they always go back to the well.
Sometimes they do it well, though. I love a White Shadow Redux.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.